Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. The deadline is approaching for comments on changes to National Park Service regulations that would allow members of the Wabanaki tribes and nations to gather sweetgrass in Acadia National Park. When the park was established in unceded Wabanaki territory just over 100 years ago, National Park Service regulations prohibited tribal practices. In recent years, the Park Service has changed their policies to allow the various national parks to negotiate agreements with federally recognized tribes so they may return to their traditional plant gathering. As part of that process, Acadia National Park has completed an environmental assessment and proposed two possible plans. Their preferred plan would allow the five federally recognized tribes in Maine to enter into government-to-government agreements with the National Park Service, with the tribes then overseeing permits for their members. The deadline for comments is June 5th by 3 p.m. You can find details, the other proposed plan, and a link to a page where you can weigh in by going to nps.gov/ACAD. So NPS for NationalParkService.gov/ACAD. Then just scroll down that first page to the section on Wabanaki Nations, click on that, and follow the links. You can also mail your comments to Acadia National Park, Attention Plant Gathering EA Comments. Park Service spokespeople say that the regional director will make a decision on the proposal after the comment period ends. And again, that's coming up on June 5th. Farmers markets and farm stands have been reopening across the state, another happy sign of summer. And in Mount Desert, the College of the Atlantic's Beech Hill Farm Stand is opening on Tuesday next week after the holiday weekend. They plan to be stocked with fresh, local, organic vegetables, flowers, baked goods, meat, dairy, and seedlings. COA's Beech Hill Farm is located at 171 Beech Hill Road, and starting next week, they'll be open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Bangor Historical Society is holding guided walking tours several days a week through the end of the summer. One tour is called The Best of Bangor, and it focuses on the history of the city, including the lumber baron days, manufacturing, and the Great Fire of 1911. There's another guided walking tour that focuses specifically on the fire and how it impacted downtown, and a third is a walking tour of Mount Hope Cemetery. More information is available at bangorhistoricalsociety.org. The U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary wants to remind all boaters that this is National Safe Boating Week. They offer free vessel safety checks in which they will check and inspect your boat to make sure you have the safety items that are required by state and federal laws. And they also offer boating safety and seamanship courses. For more information, contact the Penobscot Bay Flotilla at penbayflotilla@gmail.com. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, be sure to tune in for the local public affairs show, Power for the People, hosted by Steve Call. This month, the topic is wood fiber insulation, which is now made in Maine, how it compares to other choices, whether it's sustainable, and the redevelopment of the defunct Madison Paper Mill. That's Power for the People today at 4 p.m., only here on WERU-FM. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.